Birth and growth of a brain child. How our intercultural trainer program developed with blended learning. Just over 10 years ago, two friends and colleagues of mine, Brigitte Speicher, Susanna Dramas, and I set about designing something new. A program to equip people to work as intercultural business trainers and facilitators. Every baby needs a name. We called our brainchild the Intercultural Business Trainer Moderator Program, or IBTM for short. Like any proud parents, we loved the program from birth onwards. And thankfully, so did the participants. Again, like proud parents, we had high hopes and ambitions for it. We fed and clothed our brainchild and watched it grow. We wanted it to be smart and helpful, and so we placed a primary focus on developing real trainer competence. So how do you make this type of brainchild grow? Newborn IBTM was initially a 12-day program composed of 5 face-to-face modules. The program grew when we added pre-reads in advance of each module. This was to enable more time for hands-on practice and for real applicable skills, which was the primary focus of our face-to-face modules. In the meantime, as IBTM enters puberty, we have 14 days in 6 modules. And outside the face-to-face modules, we gave our brainchild a healthy diet of peer coaching and group work to support the program, which meant it went from strength to strength. Always a happy child, the next real growth spurt came when IBTM got its first teeth in the form of webinars we added in advance of its module to allow even more time for practical skills in the face-to-face work. All children have teething problems that keep the parents awake at night. In those days, the technology for webinars really wasn't very good at all. Those terrible twins, audio and video, had their challenges. We've changed systems twice in the meantime. Like a full set of teeth in a child's mouth, sound and vision in the webinars have got better and better since, as technology has improved. And so, little IBTM got bigger. Like any child, IBTM has become more and more resourceful and has learnt to do so many new things. Next came our LMS, our learning management system, with virtual classrooms where we could allow much more online learning to happen, as well as exchange between the participants. We called the LMS our virtual campus. And like mums and dads, we find ourselves marvelling at how clever it is and how it is more enjoyable to have in our lives from day to day. So, what happened next? Yep, little IBTM got muscles. Our child grew a library of interactive online material and now includes exercises to be completed before and after each module. So, as IBTM enters puberty, it's gone from being a sparkle in the parent's eye to having its own personality. Of course, it's demanding and doesn't always do what it's told. But we love it all the same.